Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sisters United, where we are inspiring, encouraging, and empowering you to be your best you and to live your best life. You know, we're going to start this show off today. We're letting you know what's going on in your weather to give our hosts time to join us. You know, we are joined by Culture Love Jones. We have Keisha Robertson. All right. We have Tammy Lilly. We also have Rita Nelson. Well, she will be tuning in today. I'm your very own queen. So we're going to get into the show in just a few minutes. I want you to know that the time right now is 10:01 a.m. It's Wednesday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of sprinkles in the morning. Highs in the lower 90s, south winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 70s, south winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Thursday, glory to God, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing, highs in the mid-90s, south winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Thursday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s, southwest winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. You're listening to Sisters United, and we're giving the ladies time to join us on the air. We have a wonderful, wonderful show planned for you today, so don't miss it. Tell somebody to call in at 347-826-9424 so you can get into it, because I'm telling you, Sisters United is not a show to be played with. We like to talk about issues raw and uncut from different perspectives, from different women, but showing everybody how to walk and function in unity. Now, what I do want to play is a poem by Kiss Poet, and she says, "My new house," right here on television.
I put new window panes in old wooden frames. I put new shiny knobs of gold on creaky doors that reeked of mold. I put a pretty pink linoleum floor over a foundation that was rotten to the core. It looked so pretty for a little while, and then it all became broken somehow. I put all my money in this project, though it seemed like failure, I was subject. I was so mad. I stood up and put my hands on my hip. I went into my room to pray because I was about to give God some lip. Because I just spent all this money and now my house has crumbled to the ground. Well, I need to know something, so me and God about to go round for round. So when I prayed, I bitterly asked why to my God. I had worked so long and my feelings were scarred. My house was gone and I cried and I cried and I cried. I worked like a dog. Ugh! I was so sick and tired. And he said to me, "Little child, old wineskins is not fit for new wine, and your old skin is not fit for your new life." God, what are you talking about, my old skin? I don't smoke, I don't drink, and I'm not living with no man in sin. He said, "Yes, that's true. But there are some things you have changed, but to fully understand what I have for you, you need to do more than rearrange." My eyes got big as they blankly stared. I was lost for words. God had the poet verbally impaired. He laughed and said, "Daughter, you've dropped some things and picked up others. You seem to forget my name is Adonai. I know all things above and under the covers." And at that moment, my heart filled with sorrow at all he had said. Still stuck in my own self-righteous sin, and all I could do was drop my head. So I sobbed deeply and screamed, "Then take my life, God! No temptation can touch me when I'm dead." And he calmly patted my back and replied, "No, but I'll show you how to live your new life by my will instead." And it was at that moment my skin began to shed. It was cracked, bloody, everything around me flowed red, and the pain was unbearable. Well, almost. Because I endured it with a great hope of my new life in my new skin, living outside the bondage of sin. A wise poet once said, "A new house built on fertile land could never reap the harvest if the old one still stands." Every part, old and new, shall be torn down, yes, eternally crumble, and you'll look at it and say, what a tragic waste, what a fumble, and did I fumble? Dwelling in a holy matrimony of voluntary abasement, so I needed to be broke down. It feels good to finally face it. So I get up. No hand on hip. No giving of emotional, self-consumed lip. And I pray, God, I have a request. But first, I must offer loving gratitude for the way you see. Because through an old broken house, I discovered what was yet unbroken in me. But I need you to break me, reshape me, and remake me. Please, God, rebuild, heal, and yes, fill me. I've opened my hands freely to release my old so I can travel the path Jeremiah 29:11 foretold. Amen. And would you imagine? I met that wise poet just a few years ago, and in the mirror she exclaimed, ah, girl, you're a new house now. You may grow.
Welcome back, welcome back. Listen, welcome to Sisters United with none other than your host, Queenie. We have Tammy Lily. Are you in the building? On the air, Tammy Lily.
Hello, hello. Yes, ma'am. All I'm right. Here.
How are you doing today?
I am doing superb. God is good.
Amen. God is good. All right, we got we have Love Jones. How are you doing today, Love Jones?
I am excellent. Hope everybody is being safe out there.
I know that's right. I know that's right. And we're going to get into that in just a few minutes, talking about the red zone for Harris County, for the Houston area. We're going to get into that in a few minutes. Okay. We also, is that Keisha on the line or is that Rita?
That's me on the line, Keisha.
All right.
Good morning.
That's fine. Yeah, good boy. Listen, y'all, I have been sporting my cheetah print mask, and I'm arrived. And I just want to give a shout out to the seamstress, the mask extraordinaire. I want to just say thank you. You know, polka dot. I'm waiting on my polka dot. I got a special occasion for my polka dot. How are you doing? How are you doing, Miss Keisha?
I'm doing good. Sitting over here with sinus crap going on, so. Sounding a little stuffy and everything like that, but I'm doing good. And I want to thank y'all too for buying the mask, supporting me. Sultry is really, she owns it all the time. She wears hers to work and, you know, everything and whatever. And I really thank you all.
Oh, you're so welcome.
That's what we're supposed to do.
You have to wear, because you have to wear them, you might as well be cute.
Right.
I know that's right. I don't wanna wear it no other way, you know. I just, you know, I have a variety of different hairstyles I love to wear, and it's always a wonderful thing to have gear to match. Come on, all I'm saying. Got to look good.
Okay.
Got to look good. Got to look good. Welcome, ladies. We wanna make sure that we keep our sister lifted up as she handles her business today. I believe that she is out, you know, doing some necessary things. So we want to make sure that we just keep her in our minds and our hearts, and we look forward to her joining us for our next full round with Sisters United. We want to invite everybody to make sure that you share this show if you're listening in. And I know that you are listening because I've been checking out numbers. I've been checking out numbers on iHeartRadio. For those of you that tune in on iHeartRadio, a mad shout out from the ladies here at Sisters United, from the crew. We love you. Keep on sharing our show. Keep on commenting on the different topics. We want you to know that we also have a Facebook group and a Facebook page. But it's Sisters United Talk Show, okay? Sisters United Talk Show. And we welcome you to join any conversation that's happening on that page. All of our views come from different perspectives. Some of them we agree, and some of them we agree to disagree. But this is a forum where we learn to say how we truly feel. Ain't no fakeness about it. We're gonna tell you how we feel about it, and that's just what it is. Now, I want to start off today getting into some important information about COVID-19 here in our Houston area. And I know that the only thing I want to share, because we hear about COVID-19 24/7, okay? But I just want to really, really put emphasis on hand sanitizer and your face mask, okay? Now, one thing I don't want us to do is become so paranoid, because sometimes, like Tisha was saying earlier about sinuses, I know I had a sinus attack, and my mom called me, telling me, don't go outside, the dust in the air. You know, it was a lot of stuff happening. When I say it got me, let me tell you. And my husband had to tell me, he said, calm down. Because it is, we do get paranoid. COVID is not something you really want to be playing with. But at the same time, don't forget, we do deal with sinuses. We still catch colds. We still, deal with regular everyday situations. So make sure that you are taking the proper precautions to protect you, your family, and your elderly relatives. If you know that you are dealing with something in your body, don't go over to your grandmother's house or your pop-pop's house. Don't be over there all in their face acting as though it won't bother them. You know how we do it. We feel like it ain't touched me yet, so I'm immune or whatever. COVID is spreading rapidly in the Black community. So please, y'all, please do what you're supposed to do. All right, anybody want to say anything on that? Go ahead, and then we'll go ahead and start our topic for today.
Yes, I want to say COVID-19. I just want everybody to understand that it is real, and that if you see me at the store, please don't stand close to me, because I will tell you to step back, because my safety is important to me, and I hope your safety and your family is important to you. So just know that social will tell you, give her 6 feet. Wash your hands and keep your mask. Get my girl Keisha. She got them, y'all.
Y'all make me mad. I want to say something as well. So I have a friend who has a friend who has a sister. Kind of one of those things. But I don't know the young lady's name, because I would be making some phone calls, but she's one of these people who are asymptomatic. She has no symptoms at all, but she tested positive. When you are asymptomatic and you test positive, you can spread the disease. Well, she's going to work every day like nothing is going on. So it's possible that people around her don't even know that she has it. And, it may not affect her, or it doesn't appear to be affecting her, but they're saying differently or whatever. Your lungs are still affected when you're asymptomatic, whatever, when they do the testing. Mm-hmm. If you are sick and get a diagnosis, stay at home. Stay at home. Until you go back and be tested and find out that you're not. And all of these people said to be tested, not knowing is not going to cure the situation.
Yeah.
Not knowing is going to stop you from infecting other people and possibly putting your own self in danger. So I have been tested. And since I have all of this junk going on, I got tested again. Just in case, because I do wear masks. I go into the store. I have gloves on, but I do go to the store. I go places, whatever. So, just to reiterate hygiene, I wear the gloves because I have I have a my mother's very sensitive, you know, whatever. So just protect yourself and don't be so, you know, if you test positive, stay home.
Okay.
That's all.
Is that the word you need to
say? Well, yeah, I heard about who's speaking, because your audio is not picking up very well.
This is Tammy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, wonderful. I just want to give a special shout out to a friend of mine who just recently passed. And it's amazing how you find out things with social media and so forth. And I just found out she passed. Her name was Miss Precious Gray. We was in a sisterhood organization a few years back. And we just kind of, after we kind of dismantled for the organization, we just kind of, you know, kind of went separate ways. And then she moved up to Las Vegas as well. And I found out she was back in town. I had talked to her, and I'm one of them type of people that I don't really take the word sister very – I know people don't take the word sister very seriously when you say, okay, well, this is my sister right here. Even though we're not blood siblings, this is my sister right here. People like to throw around that word and don't really understand the full nature of the word. And I remember in one of our conversations we talked about said, well, you know that with your friends, with your sisters, although we're not part of this organization no more, that's not the reason why I was your sister. And so that meant that was very, very special and dear to me, and I've always held her in my heart. You know, whenever I see something on Facebook, I see about her kids, I reached out to her, and I was like, oh, yeah, I see your son graduated, went on to college, and he's into doing this football thing. I was like, oh, them kids are getting so big. And, you know, we just kind of talked like that. And, you know, we've always said that, okay, well, one day we'll hook back up, you know, because we hadn't hung out in a while. She was a part of my life for 2 years. And I'm one of them type of people that once you become a part of my life, it's really, really hard for me to let you go. Even though if you do something to me, it's really hard for me to let you go because I'm genuinely care about you. And so that was kind of the thing with us. And then when I seen last night that she had passed, I was just like, oh, my God. And it just sat on my mind all day long. And I woke up with it, and I was just on so much disbelief that, wow, you know, that, you know, this thing is real. You know, you hear about people, you see these numbers and so forth, and you really sometimes, a lot of us haven't had the opportunity, and not saying opportunity in a good way, to actually know somebody who's passed. And even with social media, with me having a lot of connections and so forth, I really never had the opportunity to know somebody who passed. I know of somebody who passed. I know somebody who has tested positive, and I think she's doing well. She doesn't say that she's sick or anything like that. But it's just surreal, and it just lets you know that how close this thing is really to us, you know. So don't think that it's so distant from you that it couldn't happen to you or couldn't happen to somebody that you know, somebody you care about. Although we haven't, me and this young lady hadn't, you know, actually hung out in some years. It's probably been about 5 years, if not a little longer. It's probably been, about 3 years. About 3 years we haven't hung out in a while. And we said that we was going to, you know, hook up one day again. And it's just like, you know, even with COVID, it's just life, period. Life is so precious. Time is so precious. You know, don't put off nothing tomorrow what you could do today. You know, if you have somebody that you care about and so forth, although we're doing social distancing, you know, call that person. Even if you don't know if they got COVID-19, you know, call that person. You know, see how your fellow man is doing, your fellow woman is doing. You know, hey, I haven't talked to you. Just want to check and see how you're going, because you don't know. I would have never known that this happened without not seeing it on Facebook. So that's kind of what I had to say today in regards to that. And I want to keep this young lady, lift this young lady's family up in prayer, because she has an older kid, and then she has a son that's still in high school, and she has a husband. So, and not only that, she has extended family. So this affects people closely. It affects people. It just affects people. And I just, you know, want to lift her family up in prayer, and I pray that y'all lift her up in prayer as well.
Amen. We'll be adding her name to the prayer list. Make sure you drop it in our group chat, a group message on Messenger. Her name and information. So we can add her to the prayer list. especially for my church. I really would love to keep them lifted up in prayer. All right, so let's continue. Looking at dealing with the pandemic and going into what they call, I'm hearing it a lot now, the new normal, okay? The new normal as it pertains to business, okay? As it pertains to regular everyday life, we know it's not regular anymore. You know, as Love Jones was talking about earlier, about even in the store, you know, even in public places, it's not the same. When you go to the park, it's not the same. When you go, you get what I'm saying? Everything is different now. And people think it's going to go back to normal. It's not. You know, these are things that we're going to have to begin to adjust to. So let's talk a little bit about, get some insight. We have business owners on the line. Each one of us own businesses, and we're doing different things. You know, Sultry has a production company, and then we have Keisha, who has her jewelry business and her mask, and it's just the different things she does. And then we have Tammy Little that deals with taxes and probably much, much more when it comes to businesses. So adapting to a new normal during this pandemic. As we go into talking about businesses, you know, we just had, people are just now starting to get back to work, and now they're starting to shut down again. So that means there's going to be jobs lost again. So you're going to have a lot of people. I had one of my sisters come to me, and we're sitting down talking about other business ventures that will bring in money because she wants her children to be business owners and not work for people. So we're getting into a new normal, okay? How do, and we'll take each person can say something, how do, during this pandemic, give a couple of suggestions on how to transition your business, whereas it was not an online thing, now adjusting to internet. Give some helpful tips in how a person can adapt. We'll start with Keisha. Just a couple of hints, even if you just have one, it's fine. But for those that are listening, just give them some key things that you did to transition to this new normal.
Okay, well, I'm not a real tech savvy kind of person. So embracing Zoom, for instance, you know, that was one thing that I picked up that I could do. But before I got laid off, because I was laid off because of this, we would have to do Zoom meetings. So I had to kind of get adjusted to using Zoom. And then it's all a mindset anyway. Just you know, understand that this is like you say, new normal. So go ahead and embrace things. And I really commend Sultry because, I mean, she's doing learning a whole lot of stuff with her production company or whatever, so, and doing a lot of things too. But I don't know. I keep people around me that can do things. So, Queenie, I'm going to be tapping into you with this Facebook thing, trying to figure out some stuff. And Soldier, I'm going to be over there with you. And Tammy, if you got some pointers, I'll be, in your inbox too, you know, to just help. So reach out to people who know more than you to help you, get set up and help you to do things that could still put you out there, even though you can't be really out. So that's the only thing I have.
Okay. And ladies, we need to watch. Ladies, we need to watch our phones too. With the feedback is real heavy. Somebody may be, if you're not talking, you might have to mute your phone so the feedback won't come in. I like what you said too about the Zoom. The Zoom is perfect for meetings. And the crazy thing about it is Zoom Zoom, even when it comes to these stars, movie stars, and artists, recording artists, they have resorted to Zoom for even concerts and parties and meetings. Zoom is a very, very good tool to use. Another tool to use is called Etsy, I think it's Course, and another one is called StreamYard. These tools allow you to bring a large number of people on, okay? Some more than others. Zoom is very, very popular because, my God, you can get a wide number of people on Zoom. And it's perfect in case you want to record. Our family did a family meeting on Zoom. It's a good thing. I'm happy you've mentioned that. New innovative ways for especially business meetings, which all my gospelfolians, get ready because we're going to be Zooming soon because it's just a good tool to use. All right, let's go to Miss Lily. What have you done?
Well,
you know,
for me, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, far as for me, a lot of my work that I did and so forth, a lot of it was I was already on social media with a lot of my interactions. It just put me in a position where I'm exclusively on social media. I can't use the ability of going out and meeting people face to face because of the COVID-19. I do utilize Zoom a lot. Myself, I use it for like if I want to talk to somebody, instead of talk to them over the phone, I say, well, hey, why don't you meet me on Zoom? And I have a Zoom account that I actually can send them a link to and just jump on real quick if I need to record it, so I can go back and do notes or if I missed anything like that. I also use the Facebook chat room. Sometimes it just depending on the situation. There are several different other platforms. Like I said, StreamYard is one. BlueJeans is one. It's a plethora of ones out there that you can utilize. So it allows your company to stay afloat without sinking to the bottom. As well as and even other companies. I mean, everything can't pivot because certain jobs require you to be face to face. Certain companies require you to be face to face. I don't know what that was. Hello? Hello? Okay. I had heard some noise, but certain things. You can't do any other kind of way, but if you can, you can always, like I said, use the Zoom platform or anything other, because if they do have a free platform, unless you're trying to do it on a bigger scale. But for me, I use Zoom a lot. I do a lot of interactions. I do a lot of emails. It just gives me opportunity to, build my email list, to build my audience base up because of what I do. I'm a tax professional. I'm a bookkeeper, and I also have a book that I'm using to solidify my business. So for me, I was already on social media a lot, so it just made me lean more on social media more than what I was. But for me, business has kind of, dealt with business is done, it just means that I just need to shift more to one direction, but I was already within a shaking balance area between doing networking, being face-to-face, and now I'm just depending more on social media and not just Facebook. I do a lot of Instagram, I do a lot of Twitter, and I do a lot, you just got to utilize the platform that's in front of you, and it could be done. And a lot of stuff I do myself, but I do. I eventually want to get out to, you know, outsourcing things to others because there's a lot, you know, and it's actually, this is more time consuming than actually physically going out to a network event, sitting on social media or different other platforms such as that. But business is good for me as far as that's concerned.
All right. So I heard within your conversation a couple of things that if you're listening, you're looking, and like I say, you're looking for ways to really just access, you know, use this new normal to benefit your business or increase your business. You know, it's a little hard for people when they are so used to getting out and putting in, it takes a different type of, it's called, I guess, an internet footwork. So I heard you say accessing social media. Okay. We talked about accessing Zoom or different video meeting platforms. Also, building that email list. One of the things that for a while, emailing, and I'm going to be honest with you, there was a lot of people that wasn't really dealing with emails. You know, it had kind of weaned off a little bit. But now that everybody is back online, I think that is so, it's such a good thing to share about building your contacts, building your email list, and inviting people, like you said, to you on Zoom. You know, and I think when you do that, you help, it makes a person feel like, okay, they want to talk to me one-on-one. You see what I'm saying? So what it's doing is calling us out of it's bringing us to a more of a personal place with people. And a lot of people were dealing with automated services, and now you really see it getting a chance to communicate with people face-to-face or one-on-one. You see what I'm saying? So that's good. So build that email list. If you're listening and you're taking notes, again, Zoom, meeting, Facebook has also come up with rooms. We're not going to go there, but rooms can be very, very good for your business, okay? Facebook also, even in Messenger, you can do group videos. You know, it's all kinds of ways. Now, I do like what you said, Ms. Lily, about using every social media platform. And I'm going to tell you, I'm on 100 different social media platforms. Twitter is very, very good. It's a wealth of information on Twitter as well. Instagram is good because you have a lot of young people. You have a lot of people on Instagram that's scrolling and looking for businesses to do, to start. If you are a person in network marketing and you are looking for people to join your business and you know, or to present an opportunity to, Instagram is good for you to get on there and develop online presence. but like I said, you want to access all of these, you know. And it's crazy, you know, I deal with my Gospel Soul magazine, so I'm also on Snapchat, you know. So I try to get on every medium that there is to get your business out there. It was a time where people said, I don't want to deal with that Facebook. I don't want to, I'm trying to handle business. I'm not on Facebook. Well, listen, I just want you to consider this. Everybody, okay, everybody that you don't know is on Facebook. Everybody that you want to buy something from you is on Facebook, okay? So let's just try to move past that, okay? If you want your business to survive, like I said, a lot of businesses that are closed, closing their doors. I'm going to tell you what a young lady did. Then I want to get to Love Jones. I'm going to tell you what a young lady did. She sells pastries, right? And she had just opened up her shop. Well, not just opened up, but, you know. And she had to go back to what she was doing before she opened up her shop, which wasn't a big leap. She had to go back to taking orders. Okay, so she got on Instagram and she put, we're open. She'll put on there, I'm baking. it was little things like that. And she responded, she would interact with people who liked her post or shared her post or commented, that looks good, you know. And so she started conversation and banter with people to create a personal connection with people. It's very important when you deal with customer service and how you, you know, don't just have a bunch of people liking what you post and you're not saying, hey, how you doing, or thank you, or I appreciate, you know, you support, your support. Because somebody sharing or clicking on something that, okay, we got some feedback. Someone sharing what you're doing or reposting something that you're doing is supporting you. So make sure that you say something nice to that person, because you never know how they might be following you on all social media. You get what I'm saying? They may be the one that shared with the right person. Come on. And before you know it, your business take off, you know. So if you're listening, one thing I want to say is engage, engage, engage. Build your community. Build your family. Okay? Talk with people. Communicate with people. You never know, you know. Okay. Love, John.
Yeah. I'm on pretty much all platforms right now. I'm on my Instagram. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I have a Twitter. I really don't get on Twitter a lot. I do the Zoom. I'm going to be doing a lot of Zoom here lately because I want to be able to see my viewers. I want to be able to see them when they can talk to me so they can see me on a personal note, more or less. I think that, like you were saying, just saying thank you for people who are sharing, you know, saying something nice or whatever, that does build your community. It shows people that you have a heart that you care about what you're doing. And you show an appreciation to people who are there for you. If that people don't share, I'm not the kind of person that if you don't share, I'm not sure. I feel like do what you feel like you need to do. It's not gonna stop me. I'm gonna continue to do me. This is brand new for me, doing what I'm doing. I'm just stepping up the ladder one step at a time, and honey, either you're gonna be with me or you're gonna be behind. Either way, so I just thank everybody for all the love and support that they are giving me. And I try to support everybody. All you have to do is tell me what you need me to do, because my mind be running 100 miles an hour on things that I'm trying to do. So I don't want people to think that I'm forgetting. So if it's something that you need your soul to do, just hit me up and say, so if you said you want to do this, I'm going to do it right now. Because my mind be 1,000 places. And that's pretty much what I have to say about platforms, because I realize some people don't want to eat. But guess what? I'm not getting y'all, so I'm eating. That's what I got to say.
Okay. Well, we want to also, too.
Miss Queenie.
I want to share this right quick. Go ahead, Miss Lily.
I want to really, really piggyback on what you're saying in regards to the engaging. And I was just like over here, like, you're almost in the amen section when you said that. Yes, engagement is so important. Oh, my goodness, you just don't know. When somebody likes your stuff, you know, a lot of times we just kind of overlook it, respond to when people say something, say a thank you. You know, I go as far as when I see somebody liking my actual Facebook page, I will go back and I will specifically inbox that person. Thank you for liking such page, and I give them a brief what that particular page is about. I do that a lot with the Sister United page. I always thank every single person that likes that follows us, and I also go back and give them the website, and I tell them when the show comes on, and And I do that with all my social media, my personal social media, which is just for me. I do it with my KRC page. I do it with all of them. I even do it on Instagram. If I see somebody following me, I always go back and follow them back, and I go back and say, thank you for following me. And if you look at my social media for Instagram, I will always have more people that I'm following versus people that's following me, because I'm going to always come back and follow you if you follow me, because I believe support begins support. I'm very big advocate of that hashtag, hashtag support begins support. I always put that off in there, and that's just so important. You just don't know how that would affect a person. And you never know who you're speaking to when you come back and respond back to their stuff. You don't know what kind of influences they have. You don't know what kind of place that they could take your business in. You know, that could be your biggest client, your best client, your person that keeps coming back year in and year in and year out. You know, your many streams of income. People always talk about multiple streams. And multiple streams means I'm in the tax service, and I have a book that pertains to tax. I have a T-shirt that pertains to tax. That's a very good multiple stream, because then you're staying true to what you're doing. But you definitely want to always go back and like, because you never know. You know, it's a scripture that says, if you, I can't remember the scripture, but it's basically paraphrasing it. If you're grateful for the small things that I give you, no matter how small they are, I'm more likely to give you something bigger, a bigger gift. I can't remember the scripture. My husband says it all the time, but Miss Queenie, you probably know that scripture I'm talking about. I'm going to have to go back and find it, but it's so important. It's so important to apply that into your business.
I agree. I mean, I do engage with my supporters. I do. So I don't want anyone to think that I don't, because I totally do. I love everybody that loves supports me, so I totally understand and force to engage and everything like that. When I was saying as far as other things that was earlier, I wasn't talking about my viewers. I was just saying that for sometimes in our life, we are so busy that we tend to forget things that are so. I have so much in my life as well, not only as for business, but as personal life that I'm trying to take care of. So I do thank all my viewers. I do thank all the people that support me. I have not went into people's inbox to thank them. I just pretty much thank them on my live up under it or whatever like that. So I get what you're saying as far as every little thing that someone does is something that starts. And I get it. So I do like it, love it, tell them thank you or whatever, but I have never been the person to see the inbox.
You're listening to Sisters United. Today we are talking about different ways to adapt to the new normal. We shared different ideas, different things that each business owner does. You know, we talked about Zoom meetings. We talked about innovative ways to bring your community together and show the appreciation and love and support for those that support you. We also talked about social media, the power of social media. Don't underestimate it. If you are a new business or you are trying to just figure it all out, you have it written down on paper, and you have taken care of the proper things you need to take care of to get your business set up, it's time to come on and get with the wave. Social media is redefining business. It's redefining marketing. We also talked about building an email list, okay? Now, I want you to make sure. It's kind of like I joined a business a long, long time ago. First thing they said was write down 10 people that you know you would be comfortable talking to your business about. These are the same strategies you need to use when it comes to your business. And sometimes we need to slow down and get back to the basics. You know, and I'm going to ask everybody if you would like to comment on it after this break. When we come back after this break, I want us all to just share a nugget of how we can slow down and just begin to really look over our businesses or whatever it is. But we shall be back right after this song by Q Song that says, Bless Somebody, right here on Sisters United.
Many times we worry about things that we don't have and don't realize how much that we already have. There's many people out there that's less fortunate than you. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Come on. Some folks got more than a little bit. Some folks got less than nothing. Come on. Some folks gotta work a lot of overtime just so they can get their kids something for real dope. Living check to check. Just one paycheck for being broke. Being broke. And don't let nothing happen like your car break down. On top of what you already owe, we all been there. Some still there. It don't matter where you at, man. God don't care. I know things might look bad for you, but there's a whole lot of people doing worse than you. You might not think you got a whole lot, but when you give what you can, that's a whole lot. And that's the word for you. If you're gonna be a godly liver, then you gotta be a godly giver. So go and bless somebody.
Bless somebody. Bless somebody.
It don't matter what you got, just put it in the pot and watch God do a whole lot. Come on.
Bless somebody.
Go and bless somebody.
Bless somebody.
It don't matter what you got, just throw it in the pot and watch God do a whole lot. Come on. And I ain't just talking about money, Jack. I'm talking about love where your heart at. Put some time to the side, you can give back. God gave you a gift, you can use that. Go ahead and give a dollar to the homeless. A lot of people on the streets really hungry. Or you can just pray for your homies. This year, everybody get a bonus.
Hey.
Just bless somebody. Body. Just help somebody.
Body.
Go and bless somebody. Go and help somebody. It don't matter how you do it. You ain't even got to tell nobody. Get your mind off material things and start thinking about a spiritual change. And that's the word for you. If you're going to be a godly liver, then you got to be a godly giver. So go and bless somebody.
Bless somebody. Bless somebody.
It don't matter what you got. In the pot and watch God do a whole lot. Come on.
Bless somebody.
Don't bless somebody.
Bless somebody.
It don't matter what you got. Just throw it in the pot and watch God do a whole lot. Come on.
Today, if you play the show back, please take notes, write them down, and use them. I promise you, you know, they will bless your life and your peace. Now, one thing I wanted to come back and talk about in this last couple of minutes of the show is slowing things down. Sometimes and I found myself doing this a couple of times, a little bit last year and a little bit in this year. Rushing. I got to get this done. Sometimes you need to just slow down and take a minute, okay? Slow down, take a minute. We're going to use this for the final nugget. That's what I'm going to call it, the final nugget of the show. I'm going to start with Keisha and let her just say a little bit on that. Slow down, calm down, slow down. Go ahead, Keisha.
I'm sorry. Who did you say? You kind of went out. Me? Keisha?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. A lot of the times, that's what you have to do or whatever. Just like you said, we're in so rush to do everything or whatever till you miss something. I don't really hurry for a lot of things because it just doesn't work for me. You know, if I say I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there. If I, you know, I'm not very good with rushing because it doesn't do things for me. And then you miss stuff sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
So that's a really important thing, too. And then I like what you said about the notes, taking notes, you know, and different things like that helps a lot as well. And consistency. That's one thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm learning because I do stuff and then it's like, okay, well, you have to follow up, you know, okay. Some things you have to kind of carry a little bit, but don't always be in such a hurry to go or whatever. The finish line, the race is not given to the swift, but to the one that just keeps on going. Just keep going at whatever speed that is and don't let anybody else define what your, you know, what your speed should be. You know, if you know you're not a jackrabbit, then, you know, go ahead at your, you know, at your pace. But just not too fast because you miss things. So that's important.
All right. Okay. Come on, love. Don't talk to you.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear you. Were you calling me or?
Love, John. Go ahead.
I do apologize, Sal. I agree, Queen, with what you said. At one point in my life, I was moving fast and not going anywhere. But when you just said that, I was like, thank you. I don't know if you heard me, but I said thank you because I felt like that was a conversation with the Lord. Somebody stopped rushing. Thinking that I have to do everything at one time because this is so new to me. I'm like, I'm scared I'm not doing it fast enough. So thank you for saying what you said. I needed that. That was the rest for me, and I thank you for that. I have slowed down. I have realized that what I thought I was supposed to do it and how I was supposed to do it, rushing to do it that way, this was all like, no, I got another avenue through which I'm going to go. And we're going to see how that goes, and I'm in the process of working on that slowly and shut.
For me, slowing down in the midst of this particular time especially, it allowed me to go back and revamp some things because of some things that I want to do. But I always try to make sure everything ties in together. So this allows me the opportunity to make sure everything ties in together like it's supposed to be do, like it to make it easier on me. And then also slowing down allows me to listen to God because sometimes we can be going so fast and we're not listening. You know, that's just like if you tell your kid to go do something, and before you get done, they jump up and go do it, and they're moving real fast. Well, you know, hey, baby, you need to slow down and sit down because you can't understand what I'm saying. And for me, that's like it is for me and my relationship with my Heavenly Father. It allows me to sit down and listen to what he's telling me to do. Although we have free will, It allows him to, allows the Holy Spirit to guide me so I can make sure I do things in decency and in order. And you just kind of got to find a balance in. You know, sometimes you can't go too slow because time waits for nobody, nor can you go too fast because you can't hear nothing and you mess up a lot of stuff. That's like somebody going down the freeway. The freeway says 65 miles an hour, and you flying down the freeway 100 miles an hour. There's no way in the world you should be going down that freeway so fast because you're going to tear up something. You're going to kill yourself or you're going to kill other folks. So you just got to kind of find some balance in it. And I think this time allowed us the ability to slow down because in this world it was just going so fast. You know, people were going faster and faster and faster and trying to figure out how to use more and more time. Do more things in less time. I'm going to use the example of the sales funnels. If anybody know anything about sales funnels, what sales funnels does, it makes people do stuff in automation. But automation is not always the best thing for our business. When we're actually doing the interaction ourselves, it allows us to give a personal response to that person. You know, if they ask something, we could personally respond to it. You know, when you're in automation machines are going to always miss certain things we should have compassion about or give special attention to. So I'm actually loving this time, although people are dying and I keep people in prayer when they're losing loved ones, but I get the opportunity to, you know, step back and see God much clearer than moving.
Well, that, you know, everybody that they input. We have another caller on the air. Rita, if that's you, just press 1 so I know it's you. This show is very, very informative today. We want to make sure that when we do Sisters Unite and share information, it will help someone do better, be better, or, you know, just sometimes people are stunted. They are stuck. And information that we can share, we would love for you to also just leave your questions if any of the ladies are on the live or if you want to inbox any of the ladies, that's fine as well. You also can come to our page at blogtalkradio.com/mygospelsoul. And you can leave comments. We also have a chat room available where you can join us in the chat and leave questions there as well. So in the next couple of weeks, we will be activating that chat room. We will also be practicing on some Zooms. We just might do Sisters Uniting on Zoom. You never know. But for right now, we want to make sure that you call in. How you doing, Rita?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine. Oh, so happy to hear your voice. You called us at the last few minutes of the show.
Yeah, I was trying to catch it.
Justin, we talked about a couple of things today. We talked about how to adapt to this new normal, tips on slowing down and improving, making sure that we what they say, dot every I and cross every T, you know, making sure that we give out tips to help other people in business keep going, don't get stuck, but don't go so fast that you run off and leave yourself, okay? All right, so we want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Go ahead and sign off for us, ladies. We'll start with Keisha. Go ahead and sign off for us today. Okay, Love Jones, go ahead and sign off for us today.
Thank y'all for joining the United Talk Show. I love you guys. This is poetry, peace, and blessings.
Okay, go ahead and sign off for us, Ms. Tammy Lily.
Thank you so much, you guys, for listening. I am prayerful that this podcast will grow, our audience base will grow, and we will keep bringing these topics. If you would like to hear a particular topic being discussed on the live, definitely we are open to that. No topic is There's no topic is off limit for us. We're here every single Wednesday at 10 o'clock Central in the morning time. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, ladies, for being on this platform with me. Thank you, Miss Queenie, for what you do and your heart and your ambitions.
All right. Okay, let's see if she's on there with us this time. TJK, are you there? Really? I mean, you were here for a couple of minutes, but you can go ahead and sign off for it.
Well, well, well. Thank you all for joining. I missed the majority of the show today, but hey, thank you all for joining. Just please join us back in on next week, Wednesday at 10 a.m. Deuces. Right.
Now, we'll also be posting the show to Sisters United page as well as Sisters United group. And please feel free to share. Remember, slow down. And allow yourself to learn how to transition your business and cause it to thrive through every platform you happen upon. We love you and want you to remember that without faith it's impossible. Please, God, that with God all things are possible. Who cares? God cares.
No matter what I'm going through, I'm going to keep my spirits high. I know that I'm not alone, God's always on my side. No matter what I'm going through, I'ma keep my spirits high. I know that I'm not alone.